Muchim, the Nochim and Akesis, Mukavan Azriyam. So you have a pillow, and the feather is stuffing inside the pillow, fell out, and you're allowed to put it back. It's not considered you're making a Kali because it was already there, just putting it back. But also, Nitma Bachatkila, because it is a Daraisa to fill up the first time, because you're transforming it from being something that was empty, not a Kali, to being clean. That's considered Tikkun Monet. So anything you make the first time, it's a big shayla. Sometimes it can be a duraisa. In the discussion about filling up a tire with air, first time around, will be equivalent to this. Okay. The question about the second time is equivalent to this, of putting in the stocking again, or by ear, every time it goes out, it's finished, and then you start over again. That's a big conflict. The foiskin, one should not do that on Shabbos. So this test. Also, the kabbits melech me mitzvahis ha-melech, should do it in the ma'amah. Ma'amid is gathering together the things that were harvested, making them into bundles. That's a look of the raisa. Now, the class is formed it is by something that's growing, gedula karka. A soil does not gedula karka, it doesn't grow out of the land. Minerals that are gathered together in the ground. But since this is a place where the natural soil gathers, is there, so it looks similar to ma'amid. You have soil that is all over the area, and then you gather and make piles of salt. Since this is a place where the salt is being produced, it's similar to this field. Therefore, it's also Mitzvah Rabbanim. But okay, not the kabbalah called Dalim Mokum Gidulay. Anything in the place that is growing, you're not allowed to gather together. So if you have a backyard and with a tree, and I want your food fell off a tree, so if they fell off on Shabbos, you have a problem with Muxa. But even if they fell off before Shabbos, you're not allowed to gather them together after type of ma'amah, which could be even Issa Daraisa. But in a place where it didn't grow, for example, in your wherever dining room or kitchen, you had a bowl of fruit and it fell on the floor. Oh, there was no issue to put them together because now I'm up in Gidulah. If you on the veil of us, a men of eagle, you took a bunch of dried figs and you put on this and you made a whole chunk out of it. Oh, you should not have taken the ichnis of chedul. That's a more common nowadays. Since when I was a child, they still had it. That they have a bunch of dried figs and they put them on a string and they put them at the end of the string. That's where they keep them together. So this is also a type of ma'amah of taking a bunch of chunks of figs and crushing them together to be one unit, or string them, taking fruit or the like, dried fruit and putting on the string. Some people do it for Tu B'Shvat. The chiddush over here is that Chayyolim says that this could be an issur d'oraisa even at home. Why? Because the only reason why ma'amah is only in the field is because that's a normal place to do it. When you pick it, after you're harvesting, you make bundles and then you take it home. But if it's not a normal thing for fruit to fall over the floor of your house, that's not ma'amah. But here, but the way they do it, they dry out the figs and then they bring them home and then they string them. That is considered ma'amah, even if it's done at home. If you're an aleph, alpha, fishim, doisim, shum, shemin, they're goisim, the vash, the caps, and the other. If you mix sesame seeds and nuts and honey, you should not squish them together in your hand. Why? Because it squeezes the excess honey out, and that's the type of boyer. The opinion that holds the Israel here is lush. You're pouring a bunch of things, sticking a bunch of pieces together. It's like making a dough. So therefore, you should not do this even if for immediate use. Sivya Bey, Tanoitin Zer Pishtin, or Shum Shemim Kiyitin, and Vamayim, Chai Mishum Lush, Nishim is Odom, and Nitzel Zer Bezer. Flax seeds, sesame seeds, you put them in water, then the juices come out of them, and they start clinging to one another. It forms like a gel. So that the type of lush in itself, even though you're not stirring it up, but you're putting in a situation that it will join together to become one unit.